Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
He got a country behind him, a country.
Shane Mosley would be a hot fight. We know
Mexicans been dominating. We know Mexicans and black fighters has been dominating for years. And you always get your biggest fight when you match the two together.
Muchos querían que tú no tomaras esta pelea frente a Irlanda y Lara del campamento tuyo. ¿Tú lo pelearías otra vez con él?
Cuando te enseña a pelear, te doy la revancha.
When you learn how to fight, then I'll give him the rematch.
Now I want to ask you another question.
Go ahead.
Who's beating me?
Nobody's beating you yet.
That's all I want to know.
So why pick a guy 2 weight classes light?
That's all I want to
know. Well, the guy's got feet like Pacquiao. You have to point the gun. If I got the height, I have to come here, see? Now you have to get this. You have to get the first line of defense. Then you have to get the second line of defense, right? And here's the third line of defense. I got 3 lines of defense. Now Pacquiao wants to hop.
Yes. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. West Coast, are you with us? We are here to talk a little Julio Cesar Chavez, basically shocking the world, right? Everyone thought that this guy was going to have troubles making weight. And here we are, happy to report on our rumor mill, where we discuss news, rumors, and headlines that Julio Cesar Chavez is way ahead of target at 172 pounds. But we'll find out from not only our panelists, but from you, the listeners. So remember to call in by pressing 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 just once if you want to voice your opinion on this topic on the Voice of the People hotline. Is it a good thing that he's at 172? That's what we'll be discussing here on the show today. And let me get on out to the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
BoxingWiz.com.
I called it. Maybe a couple weeks ago, we did a Chavez Canelo show, and I said, sound the upset alarms, because we could get a huge upset here. And, I mean, all you have to do is look at that picture and go, damn, has Chavez ever been in this good of shape in his entire career? Is this the most dedicated version of Chavez we've ever seen? I think... All the answers to those questions is yes, without a doubt. I mean, I think that he knows that this is it, that if he loses this fight, he's done. He would never reach the potential that we all thought he had. He would just be somebody that failed to live up to his father's legacy. But if he wins this fight, it's a career legacy defining win. And obviously, he is taking it completely serious. 172 pounds. 8 more pounds to go. Man, this is nothing, man. The idea that we should have been worried about his weight, I think, needs to be over now. I mean, obviously, the guy is thin right now. The guy is obviously losing a ton of weight already. But 8 more pounds in how many more weeks? 8 more weeks? 7 more weeks? How many? Was it 5 more weeks? How many more weeks?
Four, right? I mean, it's Cinco de Mayo, so it's like a month away.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like May 7th or 8th. You know, it could be that weekend after Cinco de Mayo. But anyways, he has plenty of time to lose that weight. So, I mean, he's going to be in tip-top shape in the biggest fight of his life. To me, this news is massive. And it definitely has me rethinking my pick on this fight.
The saddest thing in life is wasted talent.
Well, let's hope. You know, I hear you praying and hoping that he is taking it serious. And yes, I believe that the picture and the reports that are coming straight from the camp themselves, from the head trainer, Nacho Beristain, Hall of Fame trainer, world-renowned trainer, is saying that Chavez is at around 172 pounds right now. And for the people that think that, oh, he's so lean and it's going to be hard, let's not forget that he just weighed in at 167 or something. Get that last weight from his very last fight, which was a tune-up, non-motivational fight. It's not the Canelo Alvarez, we're going against Mexico fight. It's a nobody, I don't really know you, I don't have to train as hard for you fight. So, you know, I don't think that it's going to be difficult for him to make those last 7.5 pounds, not 8. I just hope that now this last week or 4 or 5 weeks are focused on skill, right? I know that's what Beristein is there for, and I know that he's going to put together a game plan. But I want to say this. We need two things from you, Matt, as the co-host slash co-producer. We need to know Gennady Golovkin's 30-day weigh-ins for the last, let's say, 2-3 fights. Why Golovkin? Because Golovkin is a guy that comes in light, right? Usually we get nervous when he's so light 30 days out. And it's because he's such in good shape. Now, I know that there's a lot of people already thinking, oh, Chavez is sucking down to make this weight. He's going to be drained. He's going to be drained. I just want to show kind of a gauge in what other middleweights weigh around this time and what a motivated Chavez is doing. Because, you know, people are afraid that he wouldn't make the weight or that it's going to hurt to make the weight. But let's just be real. He was always a fat ass. He wasn't always training. Now we're talking about him coming straight out of the tune-up camp into this big camp. You know, he's got this big super team. I mean, look at this picture, man. He's never looked this good. You know, I know people are saying that he's too skinny. I think that that is just hatred. This man looks like he's never looked. I just hope that, you know, they're focusing on some sort of skill, right? Because muscles don't win fights, Matt. You know, he can look as good as he want. And we've seen Orozco and Keandre Gibson just this week, right? Orozco didn't have the best looking lean cut body like Gibson, but Orozco's the one that did the damage in there.
Yeah, and just for those numbers and facts for Gennady Golovkin, for Kell Brook, he weighed in at the 30-day weigh-in, 165. For the Marco Antonio Rubio fight, he weighed 165. For the Martin Murray fight, he weighed 172. And for the Daniel Jacobs fight, he weighed 165.
You see, so, you know, because, you know, people are going to say, wow, but he's a whole month out, Ness. He's too close to weight. He's not even 10 pounds within weight. He should at least be 10 to 12 pounds within weight. Being 7.5 is too close. He's killing himself. But I just want to show that Golovkin is 5 pounds away from weight 30 days out, and he's never killed himself. He's always healthy.
I think you've misunderstood, and people have stated that he's killing himself when he's that low 30 days out. I think most people think that the weight cut's easy, right?
No, people are already insinuating that because he's so low so soon, that the last few pounds are going to be very tough to get off because he's so lean. I mean, I think it's a crock of bullshit is all I'm saying.
Yeah, it is a crock of bullshit. Cause yeah. if he was 8 pounds out within a week of the fight, that's something to be concerned about. But 8 pounds, 30 days out, that's nothing. I mean, you have another 30 days of,
I don't think 8 pounds a week out is something to be concerned. I mean, we know. I don't think that's a concern, Matt. I'm going to just explain why, right? We know that Sean Porter stays within 10 pounds of his weight. So, I mean, and those are guys that are doing it round the clock, you know, they're monitoring everything. Yes. But what I'm saying is it's not a big cut the day of for people or the week of.
No, I don't think that, you know, if he was above, let's say, 175, 178 this far out, I would be concerned. But the guy is 8 pounds away. I mean, that is nothing. I mean, in all actuality, that is nothing for him.
No, and I agree. He's been so high. He's never been a ripped fighter. So there's always weight to lose, and I think now he's crossing into that realm. I mean, again, if you're not watching this and you're listening on iTunes, you know, after you drop that 5-star review, head on over to YouTube, check out this thumbnail, and just take a look at the screen share of how ripped he is. You know, he's looking like Sergio Martinez, to be honest with you. But look, we're going to open up these phone lines. I just want to ask you one question before I get to you, though. I want our listeners that are watching, whether it's now, later, or in the future, hit that thumbs up button because it helps with the visibility of the show. How much of a difference does this make? Because I heard you saying things like, wow, I don't know now, maybe, who, I mean, how much is looking the part going to make, I don't know, some sort of factor on this fight?
Well, for me, when this fight was first announced, I was thinking Chavez was going to have a really tough time making weight. Therefore, his cardio was going to be depleted. And therefore, he wasn't going to be the bigger, stronger guy with the bigger gas tank in the fight. You know, that's what he needs to have in order to win. Now, if his cardio is there, you know, because let's just be honest, he could be cutting the weight relatively easy. He could make the weight no problem, not have difficulty making the weight, but it could still have a negative side effect to his cardio because maybe he just shouldn't be that low anymore. That's a possibility. But I don't think that. I think this is him showing and signifying how much he's been training, how motivated he is, how lean and mean he is. And I think that does play a massive factor in this fight. Because like I said when I started this, he needs to be the bigger, stronger, more durable guy in the ring, and he needs to be the guy to have the bigger gas tank. If he can have all of those, he can overpower the more skilled, more technical Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah, I agree, man. I would like to see the Andy Lee 12th round Sergio Martinez, Julio Cesar Chavez show up to this fight to give us a good fight. We're going to get out to the phone lines. You know that number, 1-425-569-5241. International callers, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype by adding NestorGibbs.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be giving you 1 minute. This is a spontaneous show, 1 minute per caller. Stay on topic. Don't stay on topic. You got 1 minute. I mean, talk to us.
Yo, everybody talking about what kind of shape Chavez is in. I mean, I'm impressed, but it doesn't change the complexion of the fight. He fought Brian Vera twice, and he didn't, you know, maul him, you know, like he did with you know, Andy Lee. I think he mauled Andy Lee, and you know, him being in shape, he never. It's not like he stopped at that 12th round with Martinez and built on that. He never got better than that. So him being in shape, it's not going to change the fact that he's going to be in there against Canelo Alvarez, and Canelo Alvarez is going to outbox him. And if he's in good shape, he's going to get outboxed for 12 rounds. I mean, he's probably not going to quit on his stool. Good for him. Maybe he's a gym rat now. He could pick up a hobby because boxing might not be it. That's my call.
All right. I mean, I don't know, man. I think that a lot of people believe that, you know, a motivated Chavez, a Chavez with stamina, is a good fighter. Is a hard, you know, pressure fighter for any style. But let's go to Josue from Oregon. Talk to us.
Yo, what's up, Matt? What's up, Matt?
What up?
Yo, yeah, real quick. I'm not impressed. Yo, whatever. I'm not impressed by that picture. This is the Canelo show, and we should all know that Chavez is going to get destroyed no matter what weight he shows up at. I mean, this is an MMA, you know what I mean? Size doesn't matter. The size doesn't matter in boxing. So this is the Canelo show. He's going to get a knockout, and that's all I got, Ness.
Damn, I think, Matt, you and I are way more optimistic than the callers, bro.
I think that just overall, the public is so burnt on Chavez that until he proves it in the ring, they don't believe it.
Totally agree, man. Totally agree. Hey, let's head out to Javier in Anaheim. What's up?
I mean, size matters, you know, just pure physics. I mean, more often than not, size does matter. It kind of reminds me of the Pacquiao-Margarito fight. You remember how ripped Margarito was for that fight? He still got outboxed and beat up. But people are acting like Chavez has always been complete trash. He's never been complete trash. He's kept up pretty good fights against decent fighters. Maybe he hasn't taken advantage fully of his career, but he's never been complete trash. And with him being physically fit like this, I think he can give him a good fight. You know, he might not win, but at least he can make a good show of it. You know, that's my opinion.
Well, all right, Javier, thanks for calling in. We're going out to Santiago, 323 in LA. Talk to us, Santiago.
Hey, guys. What's up? Yeah, obviously, you know, people are pretty burnt out on Chavez Jr. because of all this shit that he's been doing, especially with how lackadaisy he's been with his own training. I mean, if you remember the way he conducted himself on the 24/7 Martinez Chavez Jr., you know, it's well known that he stood up for Eddie Rush and everything. But keep in mind that in that fight, even though he was kind of being lazy about it, he still managed to make 157 pounds, 3 pounds under the 60-pound limit. So it is interesting to see that he is motivated. And if he does have his Vinny Pazienza, his Roberto Duran moment in this, I think he'll quiet all the critics and prove that he really does have what it takes to make and leave his mark here in the boxing ring.
Well, all right, Santiago, thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the 6'7". Isn't that T from Toronto, Matt?
I don't think it's T from Toronto. 4'7",
you're up.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Bomani, man, out of Toronto, representing Brooklyn, man. First time caller.
Oh.
I just want to say I'm...
Hey, give us 1 second, brother. Give us 1 second. So how long have you been listening?
Been about a year and a half now.
Nice, nice. And we're gonna give you the traditional first-time caller intro. We need you to say your name and where you're calling from a little bit clearer. Tell me, what you a truck driver? I'm already loving you.
Hello?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
This is Bomani coming straight out of Brooklyn. Yeah, man, I think I'm impressed by Chavez's weak cut, man. I saw the pitches. I'm very impressed. I do think size matters in this fight. I think it's going to be a tougher fight than people are giving Chavez credit for. Also, I think the one aspect people are missing is that Mexican pride, man. I think he's really stepping up to the plate, man, because arguably, other than Marquez and his father, there hasn't been a bigger fighter since, you know, Canelo's arguably the biggest Mexican fighter out there. So I think that Chavez is motivated for this fight, and I don't think he's going to win, but I think it's going to be a better fight than most people give him credit for. And that's my call.
Bomani, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're from Brooklyn, but you're living in Toronto now, right?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm up here in the T-Dot, man, in the 6.
Nice, nice, brother. Well, I want to thank you for finally calling in and no longer being a first-time caller. We truly appreciate you. And we're going to get to some other callers, man. Thanks again. We're going out to Brad in Bakersfield, California. Talk to us, Brad.
Okay, I think of it like this. I don't think this is everyone's favorite fight. I don't think that it's not my favorite fight. But what this shows is that this is Chavez's biggest fight. And I think he's taking it very seriously. But this is Canelo. And, man, he picked the wrong time to just start doing what he's doing. But who's training him this fight?
Nacho Beristain?
Who wants him to train them? Would if you was boxing at his level, would you pick him?
What do you mean? Would I pick Nacho to train me?
I mean, if you was a pro boxer in this match, would you pick him?
I believe he's a great trainer. I mean, he trained Marquez. He's the one that did put the plan together to get the knockout.
Hall of Fame.
Don't count him out then. That's all.
He's the one that put the plan together for Johnny Gonzalez to knock out Abner Mars as well. Abner was hot and Gonzalez was considered a tune-up.
There you go. That's my call, guys. Thank you.
No problem, Brad. Thanks as always. We're going to go down to Texas, from California to Texas. Who's going out to Hugo? Talk to us.
Hey, how's it going?
All good, brother. How's it going out there in Texas?
Shit, man. I just want to say, man, Chavez Jr. is going to make Canelo his bitch come fucking May 6th. Because Canelo hasn't faced nobody in his caliber. I mean, yeah, everybody's dogging Chavez Jr., but shit. Like the one of your callers said, he ate Cheerios in his living room and made fucking 160 easily against Sergio Martinez. So he has no problem making 164. So he's going to just fucking destroy him. And come September, Golovkin better just decide if he really wants it. You know, he wants a real fight, wants a real Mexican fight. Because, you know, we've been waiting for that Canelo fight. And that ain't going to happen because we got a scared-ass Mexican over there. But, you know, Chavez going to take that. I want to say it right now.
Well, all right, Hugo. Thanks for calling in, brother. Truly appreciate it. I want to remind everyone that is listening, watching, remember to hit that thumbs-up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. I'm going to get out to some alumni. And then after that, we're going to get to one or two reviews on iTunes that we ask you guys to, you know, write for us. We're actually going to read a few to you.
I told y'all a long time ago, the curtain will go down 3 rounds.
Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah. I'm back on the late night tip. So everybody's impressed that Chavez is in seemingly good shape. Now, look, man, don't get me wrong. This is one of those fights that you just want to eat popcorn and watch. I don't even want to score the shit. But I got to be honest with you. I think Canelo is going to slice Chavez up. I think his style, I think his activity, I think his consistency is going to play a major key. People forget that Chavez is so up and down, man. He's like the Mexican Zab Judah, man. And most of the time, guys like that are always up and down, man, you can never really bank on them pulling that big one off. So, you know, just like what happened with Gonfar and Chavez, man. Same thing happened with Chavez and Sergio Martinez. Sergio got caught in the 12th round. You know, I'd give him that, but he was getting giving that guy a boxing clinic, man. So we can't forget about that. Canelo's not going to stand there and be a punching bag. He's going to move and groove. He's going to shake and bait. And people forget Canelo, especially since he fought Floyd, he's fighting like a Mexican kid that grew up in a black neighborhood, man. So why should I tell you, man? I might even, you know what? I'm going to plan him to dick. Cut it.
Milkman, 1 minute call, spontaneous show.
It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal.
From the ATL to the BX, JR, talk to us.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what up, man? It's been a while.
Happy to have you back.
Yeah, about Chavez, I'm impressed at the fact that he's in this kind of shape now, because he knows it. Like, him and his father know it, that if he loses this fight against Canelo, his career is over, and that's going to be his legacy. If he loses this fight, he might as well just retire. He said it himself, if I lose this fight, I'm going to retire. So I know for a fact he must be working hard, but I don't think, like, other call, other colors are saying, other callers are saying, I don't think Canelo's going to beat him that easy, as other people say he's going to knock him out. I think it's going to be a close fight. But I'm glad that he's working hard and he's making weight. That's my call.
JR, thanks as always. Really quick, I want to just send a big shout out to my man TMT in Singapore, dropping that 5-star review. The title is Best Podcast Out There. Really quick and short and sweet, he said, they do a great job covering every detail of the sport. For a casual fan like myself, it's education to listen to these guys on a daily basis. Thanks a lot, guys. No, thank you for taking the time to drop us that 5-star review. We're going to head on out to our favorite international caller. I hope you seen yourself on the TBV Appreciation Night video. We're going to head out to West Africa Zone. Muhammad, what's going on, brother?
Muhammad.
We're going to come back to Muhammad. Muhammad, give me 1 minute to address that. We'll get out to, we got the IG master, Alex Lemon, in the chat. What's going on, Alex?
What's going on, Ness? Hey, man, I saw this show, man. Thank you for this show, man. I was excited because I'm excited for this fight, man. Chavez making weight, showing all that dedication. The biggest difference about this fight between other fights is that, man, this is not just business. They're going in that ring for, it's personal. This is for family pride. This is for to be crowned the Mexican king. And I don't see anything negative about this fight, man. The competition is better than Canelo's faced in the last 3 fights. And that's including Cotto, because Cotto's too small for Canelo when he weighs in at 175 on fight night. But the only negative thing is that after they get their 1 million pay-per-views, that Oscar's going to use that against Triple G. That's the only negative I can see coming out. Great show, man. That's it, bro.
All right, Alex. Well, thanks for keeping this short and sweet. We're going to head out to Ali in Dago.
Yeah, what's good, man? How y'all doing?
We're good. What's up, brother?
Michelle, man. Yeah, like in my opinion, man, I don't think a lot of people really realize how serious Chavez is about this fight, man. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. And like I said before, I think there's a good chance he wins the fight, but I just don't see the judges giving it to him because they're still trying to build that Golovkin fight. So I think, he's going to make it a tough fight, similar to what Jacobs did to Golovkin. There's going to be people who think Chavez won the fight, but, they're going to give it to Canelo. And I think people are going to start respecting Chavez after this fight. And that's my call.
Ali, as always, brother, thanks for calling in. Really quick, I want to give another quick review coming from the UK this time, because this is an international show. I want to shout out my boy Boxing Bird 90 from the UK. He kept it short and sweet too. Title of this one was Big Drama Show. Superb show covering all boxing topics with the 3 fire emojis. You already know, because we hot like that. Matt, what do you think, bro? It looks like our listeners are impressed with the weight transformation, is what we should be calling it, because that's what it is, with the weight transformation of one Julio Cesar Chavez, bro.
They are definitely impressed by him being in shape, but I haven't really heard anyone really state that this is making them change their perception of this fight. No one has stated that.
That is true. Well, let's see. We still have callers. Let's go from California all the way back to the city of brotherly love. Rod, talk to us in Philadelphia.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I mean, I feel like he is in good shape. Memo usually does have his fighters in really good shape. But I don't see Chavez. I mean, he doesn't have, what's his momentum? I mean, he lost to Fanfar pretty bad, and then who did he fight after that? And then Canelo's pretty, I mean, I guess you could say he's riding on a high after beating Liam. So the only advantage I give Chavez is his size, and that might keep him from getting knocked out or whatever, getting stopped. But besides that, I don't see him being in this shape doesn't change what I feel like is going to happen in the fight. It's just a visual for people to be excited about. That's about it.
Well, all right, Rod. All right. I don't know. I mean, I guess that's the wiser boxing fan, Matt. I mean, once a slouch, always a slouch, or tip-top shape, not enough skill, still have the same results. I mean, is it that? Now,
I think it's more of that second one, the fact that this may just be a prolonging of the inevitable of him losing because he's just outskilled. You know, he may just last longer or last all 12 because of him being in such good shape. But the end result is him still losing because he's not the better boxer.
Well, all right. All right. Let's take it back out to these streets. You know that number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 if you want to voice your opinion on this topic. Chavez is down to 172. We're talking about 7.5 pounds away, Matt. 30 days out. Everybody thought this guy was eating cookies and still smoking weed, eating Cheerios and pink panties. No, no, no.
I mean, he still could be. Serious. I don't know.
Oh, he still could be. Not looking like this. Come on. We're going to go out to Jay in Orlando. I hope you've seen that Patreon only TBV appreciation night. Seeing yourself looking like a star on there, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, man. I did, man. I appreciate you, man. And also, I saw what you were asking about what people thought about it. I thought it was good, man. I was satisfied with the product. I feel like you captured everything that you could capture, because I feel like it was so much going on that it's going to be hard to cram everything into one, but you made sure that you got things throughout the end of the night. I mean, throughout the whole night. So I'm happy with it. I know you're a perfectionist, so I know you're not satisfied with it, because I know you always like to get that creme de la creme, you know, the top shelf. So I'm happy with it, man. Had me looking like a star. But going on to this topic, I give Chavez a little bit more credit. I was not expecting this, and I was shocked when I first saw the photos online. I was like, damn, like, what the hell is going on? Like, you know, Chavez, we used to him being fat, being sloppy, not taking him serious. You got to call his daddy in order to get him to go to the gym. And then this trainer ain't training him. And then he's like, oh, no, I'm training myself, you know. But, nah, I mean, it's good. I still don't think he's going to win, but I give him more credit, and I think that he's going to go rounds, and I think he's going to give Canelo a harder of a fight. So I'm definitely excited for it. So
I got, hey, Jay, there's no VADA testing. I mean, maybe Chavez has that good shit. You know, maybe he can win. I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying.
First of all, we got to talk about this. Canelo, for the past two fights, has done no drug testing whatsoever for his past two fights in this day and age. That's crazy. A champion, but a fighter at his level. Well, actually, he is a champion, because doesn't he have, what, the WBO? Or?
Yep. Technically speaking, he's the WBO champion.
Yeah, how does he get away with it? Like, that's crazy. That, like, you're a champion, and you don't do any body testing for your past two fights. And I saw a video today where he looked at, like, he was putting on weight, which I don't know if that's necessarily good, because that's going to slow him down. So he was putting on weight, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, man, no body testing, not good. And then isn't that the same Heredia? Isn't that the same one that in the past? Like,
yep.
Get popped?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, see, nah. Yeah, we already know what's going to happen with that, man. If someone takes a drug test, it's not going to be – there's no telling what he has Chavez Jr. on, because he looks
– Hey, if they're both using, it's fair.
Yo, what the hell, man?
If they're both on.
Hey, man.
Hey, give both fighters the same steroids, it's fair, right?
Whatever, man. I got my boy Matt's going off the deep end. Jay, thanks for calling in all the way in Orlando. We're going to get out to what looks like a new caller, Matt. I don't know. What do we got here? 774. Shit. Just good. 774. You're live on TBV. Are you a first time caller? 774. Live on TBV. First time caller?
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on, brother? You first time caller? Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, this is the first time, man.
All right. How long have you been listening, sir?
Nah, just recently, maybe about a month.
A month. All right. Well, we have first time caller tradition around here. We're going to play this introduction. You know, it's going to be basically like Jimmy Lennon introducing you to the ring, brother. So we want you to come out swinging. Let us know where your name and where you're calling from, all right?
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
This is Edgar Lizaraldi, calling from Boston, Beantown.
Lewis?
What happened?
You said it's Lewis?
Edgar Lizaraldi.
Oh, Edgar from Boston. Edgar from Boston. Talk to us. Edgar, you Dominican by any chance?
Yeah. No, I'm Colombian.
Colombian, all right. Palse.
Yeah. Yo, I'll be listening to some of the comments, but I think people underestimate Chavez, man. I mean, you got to understand that this is the first time that Canelo's going to fight. I just kind of wait, you know? He's never fought someone that big. Second of all, Chavez pretty much gave in to all the demands that Canelo wanted, you know, Canelo's team wanted. So you know he's going to come and give it his all. And the other thing is, Canelo is no Sergio Martinez. I mean, he's not mobile. He's not as quick as him. He doesn't move around like him. So I think it's going to be a very close fight, man. Like, they're going to go head to head. I mean, Chavez is a strong chin. I don't think he's ever been knocked down before, has he? So,
yeah, from forward, put him down.
I think we're gonna have a really close fight. Yeah, but I think it's gonna be a really, really close fight, man. And people are underestimating what Chavez can do.
No, I hear you, man. That's what we're hearing a lot of. But listen, Edgar, for Colombia, Palsalmano, get him down, Matt. We got Edgar from Boston, Massachusetts. He called it Beantown. We're going to go out from Boston to the 202. Isn't that Washington, D.C.? Maybe D.C. Yeah, I don't know. 202, you're live on TBV. Are you a first-time caller? Who's this? Actually, no. First-time caller?
First time.
That's what we want to hear. First-time okay. caller. That's what right I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. All right, first-time caller. Great, 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 great. You know we love that. So how long have you been listening?
Probably about the same as the homie, man. I just caught up with y'all, man, probably a few weeks ago. Not too long.
All right. That's even better. That's even better, brother. We wanna get you guys in. The newer, the better. That means that we're doing our job right. So what we wanna do is we wanna play this first time caller intro. We want you to introduce yourself to all our listeners, and we're gonna jot you down and you can jump right into this topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Big Nell out of Boston. Two back-to-back calls out of Boston.
Big Nell from Boston, talk to us.
Yo, man, I'd like to start off with a question. I'd like to start off with a question on how Chavez's fight ended with Fanfara.
Yeah, that was by knockout.
But 7 days. I'm saying he went to the round ending, and he never got back up off the bench. Well, it was a referee technical decision.
Yes.
And I'm curious why the decision happened.
Well, he gave up. He quit on his stool.
Oh man, see, that's one thing. That's the one thing it makes me uncomfortable about Chavez, man. I don't want to compare him to his father, but I don't think he just doesn't have the heart that his father has. Like, you can see it in his eyes when he's out there fighting. I think he's going to be in trouble when he's going to try to impress it. He's going to try to force his will onto Canelo. When he sees Canelo ain't going for it, Canelo tags him back a few times, I don't see him really going to, I don't really see him toughing it out the whole fight. Maybe he might last the fight because he got that much heart in him, but he doesn't really, I just don't see that same fire in his eyes. He ain't got that true Mexican fighter in him.
you know, in my opinion.
Well, Big Nell, great call. Let's see what the other listeners think about your opinion. We got you down, brother. We hope you continue to call in and become a regular of this show. Make sure that you subscribe here to us on YouTube so you can get those notifications, because we do this regularly. I mean, we're doing 2-3 shows a day. We just did another one today on Edna Cherry and Omar Douglas and their fight preview and prediction for their fight tomorrow night on Fox Sports 1, toe-to-toe Tuesdays. We're going to go out to our international caller, Mohammed, once again. Mohammed, what's going on out there in West Africa? What time is it over there? I don't know what is going on with Mohammed over here, and the audio is... Mohammed, you there?
I can barely hear him. Like, it's a faint echo.
I don't know what is up. All right, let's get to who we got. 916, you're up. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
It's my first time.
First time caller. All right, brother. How long have you been listening?
Probably a couple years now.
Uh-oh, couple years. That's what I'm like to hear. All right. So then you know the tradition around here. We're going to get in place that first time caller intro. You let us know your name, where you're calling from, and get into this call, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Caesar from Sactown, Sacramento, California.
Caesar, what's up?
Hey, man, I was just listening to your colleague right now, and Mauricio Suleiman posted a tweet yesterday saying that Vada has tested both Chavez and Canelo 3 times already.
That's
oh, interesting, he did that?
Because he's not even enrolled. Neither one are enrolled on BoxRec. It doesn't say that they're enrolled, so that is interesting. We will check that Twitter. Matt, you there?
Yeah, I'll check the Twitter account. You said Suleiman tweeted it, right? Like,
yeah, I'll check the IG. It should be doubled on the IG, but yeah.
Yeah, they passed, I guess, 3 tests so far. So, I mean,
that is
coming from his mouth.
That is interesting. What'd you say your name was again, my friend?
Caesar.
All right. Well, let me see. We got Mauricio Suleiman on IG. And when did he say this? You said?
On his Twitter, April 1st, so a couple days ago.
All right. Well, that we'll have that confirmed. You got anything else on this fight, man? Are you impressed that, I mean, that Chavez made 172 already?
To be honest, I am. But the thing is that I think it's a little too late for him. I mean, he's
how
going
so?
Up against, like, Canelo, who's going... I mean, I just think he's going against Canelo, who's getting better every fight. So, and I don't think Chavez has it in him anymore, to be honest. I mean, hopefully he has a good night to make it a good fight. But I think, I mean, his undisciplined regimen has been his ultimate downfall.
Well, all right, Caesar, thank you for calling in.
And, just to verify, he is right. Mauricio Suleiman did tweet out 2 days ago saying that VADA testing has confirmed that both Canelo and Chavez Jr. have been tested 3 times so far, all negative. Hashtag clean boxing program.
That is so awesome. That is like probably a show in its own. Yeah, because, yo, now how much more impressed are you?
Oh, way more impressed.
With Chavez being at this weight clean, like being tested by Margaret Goodman. Let me just make it interesting for you guys. Margaret Goodman, right? She is in the head of VADA over there. And Victor Conti is basically the competition, right? Not competition to Margaret, but competition to Memo. But Victor works with Margaret, doesn't he? I don't know. Do you follow? Do you follow Vada? Yeah. You know that Victor is involved in that in some way somehow, right? So, you know, it is interesting, right? Because you know that Victor and Victor Conti and Memo do not get along. Like that's all over. You know,
those guys that come from that side of the industry, the PED side, do not like each other. There is no honor amongst thieves over there.
Yeah. No, you're probably right, bro, because they've never had nothing nice to say to each other. I remember at one point Memo didn't even want to interview with me if, like, he would tell you right before, like, if you want to talk about Victor, like, I don't want to interview.
But here's the thing that people...
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing that people seem to also forget is that USADA, VADA, and WADA are technically nonprofit organizations, but they have business dealings, they have business affiliations and such that they have inherent biases, and definitely biases against each other, because they are contracted out by these sanctioning bodies, by these promoters, to test their fighters, and if they're not being the contractor out for the testing, then they're losing money. That's just fact.
No. Let's be clear. VADA has never bent or anything because, I remember one point Golden Boy was saying, oh, yeah, VADA's going to test all our fights. And then, you know, Richard Schaefer got mad at VADA because Lamont Peterson tested positive for the Amir Khan fight. And he said that they were unethical, that they could have gave him more time and all this. And it's like, yo, it's not about your time and your promotion. It's about the fighters being clean or not being clean. But I do. So I'm just saying that to say that VADA doesn't really, in my opinion, have a bias.
There's competition between all these companies. And therefore, of course, they're not going to be friendly to each other in the media because they are competition. Do you think Pepsi and Coke get along? Do you think Chevron and Shell get along? Do you think all these competitors get along? Like, do you think Apple and Microsoft get along? Like, no, they're competitors.
Well, let me ask Josh. I want to try Skype one more time, see what's going on. Josh, you out there?
Yeah, what's up, Nash?
See, I don't know, man. It's poor Muhammad. Now I feel sad. Muhammad, come back. Josh, yo, talk to us. What do you think about this? Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., 172 pounds. Did he shock you?
Yeah, man, that's good. Hopefully, you know, him and Canelo is gonna make a good fight. So yeah, man, this is good. I'm gonna be out there, so I'm going to the Boxing Fan Expo too. So, man, I hope I get to meet Gamboa because they said he's gonna be there. So
yeah, I seen. I got an email that said he is confirmed to be there.
Yeah, so I paid like $60 too because I got the early bird. So yeah, me and my girl, we're going to be there. But hopefully all the fighters don't charge, you know, because I heard they charge for autographs and stuff. But yeah, man. Yeah, I know. So, but yeah, this is good, man. This is good. And damn, Ness, yesterday you was roasting MD, man. I heard the show like late, but man, that was a good show yesterday. I missed it.
Yeah, man, it gets serious in the Thunderdome. You know how that goes.
Yeah. But hey, are you guys gonna have another appreciation party? Like, I want to know ahead of time so I can save up for that. You know.
Definitely. We're looking to do it. It's usually a twice a year thing, so it's probably gonna be towards the end of the year. So that'll give you time to prepare. We're probably looking at September, right? Hopefully. Canelo versus Triple G, everybody in Vegas party.
Maybe
Chavez beats Canelo Cinco de Mayo. What we're gonna see is Julio Cesar Chavez versus Triple G September 9th or 19th or actually the rematch versus Canelo. We never know, but definitely in the end of the year. So put those pennies away, and everybody else, get your ducks in a row too, man, because TBV does the biannual TBV Appreciation Night. And look, I ain't taking shots at anybody because I know my boy Orlando, who runs the Boxing Expo and stuff. You know, so shout out to him. He does a massive event over there. You know, it's more like you ever been to Comic-Con or, you know, pouring a con, you know, whatever those cons are, right? That's kind of how the Boxing Expo was set up. You know, every fighter has their own little booth and stuff like that. And, you know, people have merchandise and things like that. So, yeah, you know, check it out. Support. It is what it is. But Appreciation Night, which you were asking about, little different. Excuse me. Lot different. Actually, we have the video so you can see. I don't know, Josh, I don't know if you're a patron or not, but if you are, we have the TBV Appreciation Night. The newest one, and I will say the best one yet. We just released it today. It is Patreon only, early release, but this is the best one that we had. It really came out beautiful. And we're trying to, you know, trying to get actually a secondary version because it's just so much. I mean, we had like 10 awards. Oh, we're going to go back to one caller before we turn this on. Mr. Class Inbound, give it to us.
Hey. So, yeah, I saw the title of the show. It's so Chavez is at 172. That's pretty solid of him. It seems like he's really motivated for this fight. I mean, it's a big deal. I'm gonna be honest though. I've been watching a lot of the highlights recently, and something I've noticed is like. I don't know how to say this, but I'm really I'll make my pick now, but Canelo is going to win an easy decision over Chavez Jr. Like, I'll go more into it later whenever we get a chance on another show, but like, there's certain subtle things that Canelo has been doing in his last previous 3 to 4 fights that I think are really going to help him, man. But that's all I really got for you right now.
All right, brother. Well, thanks. As always, we're going to roll on out of here. Sexy topics always go on and on longer than normal, but definitely a good show. Definitely a lot of great opinions. People feel differently for sure. Giving Chavez more of a shot than I would expect or I was expecting, but Chavez definitely, as the title suggests, shocking the world. I am for sure impressed, shocked, whatever word you want to use. I am there. Matt, final thoughts?
I actually thought that the majority of callers weren't that impressed, or not, I shouldn't say that impressed. This did not change their perception of this fight at all. I say the vast majority of them, this made no difference in them picking who's going to win. To me, that's interesting for a variety of reasons. That's probably a show in and of itself. But maybe I'm more casual than hipster for this show, but this does change my perception of this fight a little bit. Now, I'm not going full-fledged and picking the upset here. I'm not going that far just yet. I may put that word out there yet, because I might go Chavez. I'm just saying, I'm feeling the upset year. I'm feeling like all the apple carts are going to get turned over this year, and that's going to be good for boxing. And the star of the sport losing an all-Mexican showdown, we know will be good for the sport. In my opinion, it will be. But that's another show for another time, another topic. But I think a prime Chavez in what we see right now, a lean Chavez, is dangerous. And Canelo has his hands full.
Can't disagree with you, man. I hope that this motivation, this new body, this is, again, going to be coupled with determination in the ring and a little bit of Nacho Beristain's skill there. But I want to thank everyone that tuned in. It's always a pleasure to have a bunch of listeners chatting it up with some boxing. My name is Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And you can catch Matt the Hipster Hunter.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. Peace.
Later.